Are negative people at work bringing you down? Paul Peter is going to tell us how to handle it if so. Paul, thanks for coming back on the show. We appreciate your time.
Oh, entirely welcome. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yeah, so negative people bringing you down at work, is this something that has always happened, or are we seeing it maybe being more annoying or impacting us more now compared to other times in history?
Well, I think it's always existed. I've recently told somebody, you know, negativity is just part of our nature, you know, where they say misery loves company. And, you know, we also are prevalent around on the news and different things that are politics, for example. The question is, in a work environment, are we going to tolerate it? You know, I liken it to anytime you grow grass, anybody who has a yard, and you're going to have weeds, and the negativity is weeds. And so from a business standpoint, you know, it's going to exist, but how do you handle it and how do you tolerate it? And so, I mean, that's one of the things that I, with my company, try to focus on eliminating negativity. And there's ways to do that successfully.
Well, let's get into some of those tips, because a lot of us do work around negativity in this day and age. And, you know, you try to stay positive, but how would you recommend somebody deal with that?
Well, I think you hit it straight on. I think in a situation, especially when you're dealing with a mixed remote environment, you definitely don't do it in a group setting. One of the things that I do not tolerate in our meetings we have is disrespect. If you have an issue, you go to that person directly, or you go to the HR to handle it directly. I think if you set a standard clearly that you're going to have an environment that's going to be respectful, encouraging, supportive, and then you make sure that you keep people accountable to doing that. And so we've had, like within my company, I probably had to eliminate 20 people in the last year who didn't fall in line with that culture. It's not necessarily that they were terminated. I think when you breed a positive environment, people will be drawn to that. If you breed a negative environment, people will be drawn to that. So it's really setting a clear standard that ultimately on the other side of that is going to be increased revenue, increased culture, positive culture. So it's just one, setting the standard and keeping people accountable to that standard.
Workplace expert Paul Peters is with us this morning. So, Paul, what does negativity in the workplace look like? I know it looks different ways at different places, but in your experience, like, how does it play out? Is this people being like, oh, we're never going to make the bottom line, or is it more personal stuff involved? Is it both? What does it look like?
Well, it's a combination, and nobody likes to use these words, but they are real. Gossip, slander, negative criticism. You know, those are basically, I tell jokingly tell people, you know, conditions of the heart manifest in the mouth. It's like, you know, if you got issues of anger and bitterness and all of those things, they're going to come out. And so part of that is in the work environment. You just set a clear standard. Like for me, example, I brought in a consultant who's works on flipping strength finders, and she is basically coaching my team, primarily my leaders, on how to deal with negativity, how to deal with, we give people an opportunity to express themselves. I think that's very important. But if you've got somebody who's not willing to change from negativity to positivity, if they've been given the opportunity to express themselves, a lot of these people just need an opportunity to vent. And so we give that opportunity, but to a certain degree, if we find it's overwhelming and negatively affecting the team, and then we have much more of a intense meeting, let's just say that.
Right. Talking to workplace expert Paul Peters from CovenantCaseManagementServices.com. And as far as the leadership aspect goes, do you think the negativity and the culture of the workplace starts at the top?
It definitely can. I think, for example, if the leader is disrespectful, if the leader is criticizing, I've worked for many, many people over the many years. And I remember one particular gentleman, he would lose his temper at the meetings. He would literally flip over tables. And what that ends up breeding is fear. And when you have an environment that is pervasively fearful, you're going to have negativity surrounding. It's just going to be rampant. But if you have an environment that's trusting, respectful, encouraging, you're going to have people who are going to be willing to be open, transparent. And that's where, I mean, any environment that's negative breeds distrust. When you have trust in an environment of work, you're going to have people growing, you're going to have people thriving, and that's where it very much starts at the top. If the leader is prideful or arrogant or angry, it's going to filter on down, and that's why it's very important. There's a term, I can't remember the author's name, but the book is Hungry, Humble, and Smart. So if the leader's hungry, which means constantly learning, humble, you know, lacks pride, is really there for the individuals, and smart, makes good decisions, you're going to have an environment that's going to grow, be very successful, and employees will want to work for that employer.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Paul Peters, great advice, perfect expertise. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.